America has never embraced the full concept of reconciliation regarding slavery, even though other nations, Rwanda and South Africa, to use just two examples, have obtained a measure of healing by creating a way to account for the wounds of genocide or apartheid. The farthest the U.S. has gone to redress slavery is the notion of affirmative action. Far from the idea of reparations or reconciliation, it's a doctrine with its roots in the Reconstruction period and which reached a peak after the Civil Rights Movement. In 1961, President John F. Kennedy issued Executive Order 10925, which established the President's Committee on Equal Employment Opportunity. But the pendulum would swing away from affirmative action, reconciliation, and this idea of reparations in 1978, when the Supreme Court ruled in the case Regents of the University of California versus Bakke, that using racial quotas in college admissions violated the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. As a compromise measure, the court added that race could be considered as one of a number of factors in admissions in order to promote diversity of the student body. Elements of that diversity mission are being challenged today in oral arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court. How do students feel about all this? Janelle Benson is a sophomore at the University of Texas at Austin. The University of Texas case is being argued before the Supreme Court today. She is majoring in African and African diaspora studies and is the president of the Black Student Alliance. Janelle says backing away from affirmative action over time has made an honest racial discussion more difficult on campus. Diversity has become a kind of cover-up, she says.
The conversation around reparations, obviously, on campuses have been hindered because the conversation has been tapered kind of to talk about diversity and not really talk about reparations and kind of giving back to the communities that things were taken from.
And whites look at this discussion of diversity and see a sort of, well, it's much better to have diversity. But diversity, it sounds like you're saying, is also a set of blinders that allows you to purely view race in this sociological term without recognizing historical crimes and the consequences of those historical crimes. Is that a fair statement?
That is a fair statement. What we see a lot of the times is the word diverse is too general. And so when we say diverse, what do we mean by diverse and what does diversity look like? And of course, that'll be different depending on what campus you're talking about, you know, kind of what field you're in, what diversity looks like. To kind of just center the conversation around diversity hinders the movement and kind of hinders the progress that we're really trying to make.
How do you think the broader issues of race in the United States have had an impact on your campus? How are you, for instance, focused on Black Lives Matter? How has that made its way into the discourse at the University of Texas? Do you think affirmative action has any impact on that at all?
You know, the Black student population here is not as high as we would like it to be. But when we talk about Black Lives Matter, we definitely talk about Black education, and we talk about the racial progress of Blacks in America. And so here on the University of Texas, we try to make sure that our students, our Black students, especially my organization, the Black Student Alliance, we try to make sure the students feel comfortable on campus. And so when we are participating in demonstrations and protests that go with the national movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, we make sure the students understand what that movement means and what that movement can do for the students on our campus. So what that really looks like, though, on our campus is that students have a space to a freedom to express themselves. They have the ability to really just use the movement on the campus and use the national movements to make impacts on our campus. When we talk about Mike Brown, and then when we talk about the ruling and the Mike Brown shooting, the different tragedies, when we talk about South Carolina and how that plays into the Black Lives Matter movement, that definitely helps with progress on our campus. And, the movements and the national recognition helps the students on our campus get recognition for the smaller things, like the Jefferson Davis statue. You know, that was a national thing after the tragedy in South Carolina. National movements have a big impact on our campus.
Would you say there's more solidarity between Black students at the University of Texas and the Black students at the University of Missouri who are dealing with a serious issue of tolerance on that campus,
right,
or that the Black students at the University of Texas finding more solidarity with other students at the University of Texas? You know what I mean?
Right. So we have had a close relationship over the past couple of months with Mizzou. But in the past, we have seen some solidarity with other campus groups, the Black Student Alliance and Israeli Students Association. there's other, you know, campus entities and campus groups that reach out and they talk about social justice, and they kind of have these forums that talk about how Black people can play a role in some of these other social movements and other social justice movements.
Finally, Janelle, if you were able to, you know, be at the oral arguments in front of the Supreme Court, and if you were able to say, you know, don't forget, justices, that for all the legal theory and legal issues here, this is a very tangible question of history along with law. How would you make that case before the justices?
I would say that education and really properly educating our students here in America about racism and about the racial wrongdoings in the past. In class, when we're sitting down and we're having these dialogues about racism in America, or we're sitting in a history class or a political theory class and we're talking about racism, if there's not a student from a different background, a non-Black student of color, if they don't have that opinion, if they don't have that dialogue and they can't exchange that dialogue, if our non-Black students can't have that dialogue with Black students, then it's like, where are they going? Where's the progress going? You know, individual ignorance sustains institutional racism. And, you know, that's something that I stick by. So if we're not educating our white students on what it's like to be Black and what it's like to be a minority student, or what it's like to be a minority in America, period, then, you know, they can't make an impact on their communities.
Janelle Benson is a sophomore at the University of Texas at Austin. She is majoring in African and African Diaspora Studies and is the president of the Black Student Alliance.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.